Ramsey TV.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to give you the payoff verse in Proverbs that explains why our Lord was beaten and why, strangely enough, some psychologists and doctors in Siberia have found that caning patients, that's right, hitting them with the cane so that it hurts, actually cures people of depression and drug addictions. It's real, and it's an old-fashioned cure, and it's interesting to me because it explains why Christ, our Savior, had to be beaten before his crucifixion. It was a deep thing needed to cure us. And that's exactly what Isaiah 53:5 says. By his stripes we are healed. That verse has been in the scriptures a long time, but it's remained a mystery. Now we're getting into the physiological reasons for it. I mean, we'll never reach the depths of the mystery of this, but I think this is the closest I've ever come to understanding that the physical is linked to the spiritual, and it is necessary to touch the physical in order to cause the spiritual to grow. This is Martin Zender. Welcome to MZTV. A couple people in the comments yesterday after I shared the testimony of a woman named Natasha from Siberia who submitted herself to this method of caning to get rid of her heroin addiction. She said it's worked, changed her life. Some people said, well, this reminds me of the monks or the Filipino religious freaks or the Catholics who used to whip themselves. No, couldn't be more different, my friends. Could not be more different. These religious freaks are doing it as some sort of penance. They think that Christ's sacrifice wasn't enough, so they have to beat themselves to make up for it. That is cartoonish, it's stupid, it's a slap in the face to Jesus Christ who took care of everything. No, no, this is a medical technique. This is a medical technique that is proven track record. I'm going to read one more account to you because this guy is very interesting. His name is Yuri. Then I'm going to give you some advice on child rearing. Free of charge. I do this for you because I love you. And then I'm going to give you a treatment for your problems, tell you what you can do about it. You probably already suspect maybe what that might be. And don't let me forget to tell you that the greatest thing about this is the investment is small compared to the payoff. I mean, if you look at God disciplining us as sons, as I started this mini-series, Hebrews chapter 12, discipline for the present does not seem to be a thing of joy, but of sorrow. But afterwards, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. These people here are feeling peaceable fruit for the small investment. Yeah, they get hit 30 times with a cane. Yeah, that part sucks. But it takes maybe 5 minutes, and it results in 5 weeks, 5 months, a lifetime of happiness. Same with your children. You spank your children, and it's hard to do because you don't want to hurt your kids, but you're hurting them more by not doing it. But it yields peaceable fruit. It changes them for life. It saves them. You're saving them. So it's a very, very small investment. The pain I go through at the gym, it's a small investment for feeling good, for feeling strong, feeling solid for the rest of the day, it's just a few minutes, really, of pain yields hours, days, weeks, months, years of joy. So this is God's way. The crucifixion of Christ, terrible 6 hours on the cross. But what does it yield? It yields a universe brought back to God. God being at peace with the world. I mean, how's that for a trade-off? So the investment is very, very small. So back to Siberia, ladies and gentlemen, put on your overcoats. Another caning patient is Yuri, aged 41, a workaholic who was close to drinking himself to death. To quote the young man, I also went to hypnosis, but everything I tried worked for 1 year at the most. Then came the desire for more vodka to help me cope with the stress of this job. Yeah, the vodka, that's what they drink in Siberia, we know that. I had heard about the caning treatment and rejected it. Who wouldn't when they first hear about it? Then one morning, I woke up in a drunken stupor and found 3 empty bottles of Eau de Cologne by my bed. I realized my real choice. Try Professor Chirova's treatment or die. They checked my heart and spoke to me in detail about my drink problem and my work pressures. It seemed like the usual psychiatrist stuff, much as I had gone through before. She told me the science behind it, but also explained that it had been used to cure addictions in the past. Ancient cultures knew all about this stuff. They were so smart back then, smarter than we give them credit for. We think we invented everything. It's crazy. She checked my heart and said all was okay, then told me to remove my clothes. Here we go. It's go time. The first strike was sickening. I screamed and swore like a drunk sailor. Somehow I got through all 30 strokes. The next day I got up with a stinging backside. I suppose so. But no desire at all to touch the vodka in the fridge. There it is. It's a miracle, but it's not a miracle. There's a verse that backs this up. The bottle has stayed there now for a year. And this guy was an alcoholic. I feel that my psychological craving for alcohol has gone. For 3 months, I made secret visits to the clinic, not wanting any colleagues or friends to discover. Of course, I feel like a fool having to undergo this humiliating treatment. Now I just come once a month. The toughest part was hiding the marks from my girlfriend. Eventually she saw, and there was the most appalling scandal. Don't worry, this ends well for Yuri. She suspected me of all sorts of weird things, from a secret affair to visiting the local dominatrix. I told her the truth, and when I explained it all, she said she was proud of me. I love this. Proud of me for taking such a risky step to cure myself. It's not risky. What's risky is going to the doctor's office. Anytime you step into a doctor's office or a hospital, that's the riskiest thing you can do for your health. Yuri says he has changed so much that his girlfriend says she wants to have a baby with him. Oh, that's nice. For the first time, she thinks she can trust me to be a good father, and our love life is better, too. I don't mean from some weird consequences of the caning. It's better because I've given up alcohol. Yeah, but he gave up alcohol because of that. That's me talking to you. I know people react strangely to such an extraordinary way of getting rid of addiction, but it was the only thing which helped me. Dr. Chirova says here, quote, there are no rules, but the beatings for women are often administered by male medics, and for men by female doctors. And they say there's nothing sexual about this. There may be a little bit something sexual about this. The patients seem to feel more comfortable like this. Oh, well, it's true that we get a lot of skepticism from colleagues, but so do all pioneers, adds German Filipenko. Yet conventional methods of tackling heroin addiction, for example, do not have a great success record, and we seem to be doing well with this, though we need to allow more time to truly assess the results. All right. You want to hear a verse that backs all this up? It's so simple. It's so straightforward. Where has this verse been? I'm going to quote it first from the New American Standard Bible, Proverbs 20, verse 30. Here it is. Bruising wounds clean away evil, and blows cleanse the innermost parts. There it is. I told you yesterday that the pain has to reach deep to find those hidden crevices that are chaotic and to line them up. And it's hard to reach them. So you got to really find them. And this finds them. It's bruising wounds. Bruising wounds clean away evil. They clean evil. And strokes reach the innermost parts. That's NASB. This is the NIV. Blows and wounds scrub away evil. And beatings purge the innermost being. These doctors in Siberia have no idea about this. They have no idea the scripture backs them up, but it does. Here's the New King James Version. Blows that hurt. It's got to hurt. Cleanse away evil. Like, if you could just get inside yourself with an instrument or something and just, well, I guess the doctors try to do this with all sorts of probes, right? They probe you with all their tubes. They go in here and they go in there and they go everywhere and they poke and they prod. But this goes deeper than any doctor's probe can go. I'm thinking it even goes to the psyche. It's not just physical. It goes into the psyche. It reaches some deep, not only is it, the scripture says the innermost being. All right, that seems beyond physical to me. It seems like the innermost being would include your thoughts, the processes of your mind. What do you think? What do you think? NIV, blows and wounds scrub away evil, beatings purge the innermost being. The New Living Version, I think that's NLV. I'm just have a list here. I'm reading at random. Beatings that hurt clean away sin. Beatings make even the inside parts clean. But you want to hear it from the concordant version of the Old Testament. I don't blame you. I've looked at it many times, and here it is. Proverbs 20:30, concordant version of the Old Testament. Welts and injury are the scouring agents against evil, and blows purge the chambers of the inner being. Wow. This is not only the secret to how these patients are seemingly miraculously cured by being beaten, by receiving welts, by receiving injury, by receiving blows, but it explains in the large scale, in the big picture, how Jesus Christ, by receiving welts, remember the concordant version of Isaiah 53:5, by his welts we are healed. Welts and injury are the scouring agents against evil. Now, why God made it this way, that's still a mystery. I don't know. Well, it's actually not a mystery. It's just that God decided to do it this way. Welts and injury are the scouring agents against evil. So I think it not only attacks evil, but it's probably a preventative measure. I'm thinking now, while making the show, probably a preventative measure. Blows purge. Blows purge. This does something. It's like these people, like they wanted to change so badly, but they were frustrated. Nothing was working. Nothing was working. And as a last resort, they heard about this, and they said, they're so desperate to change, they're on the brink of death. And they said, what have I got to lose? And by God, it works. So how do you apply this to your life? Simple. Find a trusted friend and have them beat you. It's as simple as that. Now, I know we just met Cynthia, but I have been feeling a little depressed lately, and I was just wondering if maybe, I don't know, would you mind hitting me with this, you know, maybe 25 times or so? Okay, no, it's not a problem. I'm sorry. Sorry I asked. Wait a minute. How about with this? Yeah, of course, it's going to be a little bit awkward, but hey, what price healing? If you can't find a trusted friend of the opposite sex, preferably, apparently that works better, then do it yourself. I mean, you do what you gotta do. Or take a flight to Siberia, visit our doctor friends here that we just learned about. All right, now as far as child rearing goes, I know many parents today are afraid to hit their children. They think it's child abuse, and in the environment we live in, it's so sick, you can't offend anybody, you sure can't hit anybody. If you hit your kids, oh, they're going to call the county on you and put you in jail. And yet we have a verse, plain verse in the scriptures, spare the rod and spoil the child. Do you know what some Christians say about that? They get that screwed up too. They say, well, the rod, it doesn't mean to use the rod to hit them. They also use the rod to direct the sheep, to just like tell the sheep which way to go. They don't hit the sheep. They just kind of, you know, push them along with the, no. You spank your children and you make it hurt. You do it with love, never out of anger. These people aren't angry. The doctors aren't angry with these patients. I mean, they don't like to do it. I didn't quote further in the article, but Dr. Chernoff said, I don't really enjoy this, but I have to do it because it works. That's where Hebrews 12 comes in. Wherefore, stiffen the flaccid hands. After the whole passage in Hebrews about discipline, the discipline of the Lord, accept the discipline of the Lord. It doesn't feel good at the time, but afterwards yields peaceable fruit It says, wherefore, that is, because of what I just told you, says Paul, the writer of Hebrews, stiffen the flaccid hands. In other words, grow a backbone. Do this. It's hard to do it. I didn't like spanking my kids, but I had to. I would spank them on their bare bottoms with my hand. I never used an instrument. I would tell them at first why I was doing it. No anger. You must not scold your kids. You must not yell at them. If you're yelling at your kids and scolding them, you've already lost the battle. You've already lost control. You've lost control of it by that point. You talk to them and then explain to them that because of what you did, and we talked about this before, I had to draw a line here. So, and whatever you do, don't say you're going to get a spanking 45 times and not give them one. That just makes things worse. Follow through. Stiffen the flaccid hands. Grow a pair. Get a backbone. And save your children. Yeah, so boom, boom, boom. I don't know. Maybe there wasn't a set number. It was just when I felt them break. I don't mean break their soul. I mean just that rebellion in them. They're just, kids are rebellious by nature. And you just feel that rebellion go away. And that's when it's over. And then you just hug them. And they're crying. And I'm crying. And I love you. And they float out of the room. They float. They're so light and happy. It does. I swear to you. It purges them. It cleanses. Just like Scripture says. Why wouldn't Scripture be true? Welts and injury are scouring agents against evil. Blows purge the chambers of the inner being so that the chambers of the inner being become clean, swept out. It's that feeling like I told you after exercise, after a run. After you work out, it's just such a wonderful light feeling like you're on top of the world. And that's the result of this. And these people feel it practically. They feel it spiritually. It's just all a remarkable thing. God is so practical, isn't he? He didn't even spare his son this. Because he knew that this is what it would take. Not only Jesus Christ had no sin in him. So it's not like his inner being was being purged. It's not like there was any evil inside him that the welts and injury scoured. Not at all. It was a scouring of the human condition. Every lash our Lord took was a scouring agent against evil that has visited the human race. And the sin that's come upon the human race via the curse of Adam. And his blows healed us. Here it is. Exactly what happened with these people in Siberia. It's exactly what happened with our Lord Jesus Christ. It really comes down to the simplest modern way to describe it is no pain, no gain. And that's the principle of the eons, isn't it? No pain, no gain. Evil comes first, then good. Sin comes first, then redemption from sin. Death comes first, then life. Pain comes first, then joy. The peaceable fruit of righteousness. Peaceable fruit comes subsequent to the discipline of the Lord. But now you know, I hope this has helped you see now how practical it is and how necessary it is. And there's science behind it. There's science in this verse. Somewhere between the lines, welts and injury are the scouring agents against evil, and blows purge the chambers of the inner being. So mystical, so wonderful, so physical and spiritual at the same time. And there's a formula in between the lines here I can't quite get my finger on. But there it is, Proverbs 20:30. Our Lord on a cross, Yuri and Natasha in the doctor's office, in Siberia, getting cured, being cleansed of their addictions. It's a fantastic thing. And the thought I want to leave you with is that the investment of the pain, the investment of the discomfort, the investment of Christ on the cross and in the hours before is so out of proportion to the return. So out of proportion. Folks, if it was the other way around, I wouldn't be recommending this. Nobody would be recommending this. Jesus takes the whipping from the Romans in order to save humanity for an hour? It's just, no, the return is way out of proportion. Not even funny. It's not even comparable. Paul says that the present distresses in our life are not worthy to be compared to the glory that's ahead. Not worthy to be compared. It's so out of proportion. And so I want you to use that as a gauge for the evil you're suffering in this life. You think it's going to go on forever. It's going to go on forever. No, it's not. You know what's going to go on forever? The peaceable fruit of righteousness that is a result of the evil that you are now experiencing.